Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Jeff Carrico of First Assembly of God Church, 1400 Lehigh Way, Bristol, Virginia, up on the hill. Charles, I want to thank you for the great honor. I never take it for granted when someone asks me to fill in for them. Thank you, Charles. We're praying for you. And we certainly are remembering you today in our prayers. God loves you. He cares about you. The real theme of my study today is the mind. Well, let's read first of all in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Paul starts off by saying that we are to bring our bodies as a living sacrifice to God, holy, acceptable, which is our reasonable service and our reasonable act of worship. Any Jewish believer would have understood the symbolism of these words immediately, because in their culture and in the Old Testament form of worship, you brought an animal to the temple and you offered it as a sacrifice to God. Now Paul is saying that that has passed away. No longer do we bring an animal as a sacrifice to God, but we receive the sacrifice of Jesus for our sins, who paid the sacrifice once and for all. And after we become a Christian, we offer our body. We become a living sacrifice. Everything we are is offered up to God. We endeavor to make ourselves an acceptable sacrifice, avoiding sin, avoiding things that we know are wrong. And Paul says this is our reasonable service, our reasonable act of worship. Every Christian should endeavor to live holy before God, avoiding sin. What is in our life first is born in our thought process. Whatever dominates our mind eventually is going to be predominant in our life. But if we're honest with ourselves, we'll say that our mind is a battleground sometimes. Our humanity presents thoughts, things that are there, and we admit that they are there, but we don't want to dwell upon them. We want to stop them there and not let them ferment, not let them grow, not let those thoughts that are human or sinful turn into something that could lead us to a sinful act in our life. The mind is a gateway. It's an entry point. There are many things that will come into our thought process. But when we recognize something is coming in that is not godly, we need to put the gate up. That's not appropriate. That's going to lead me in a contrary path other than the path of God. Let me just bring a word to you that I hope will be a comfort. Everyone fights that battle in their mind. So don't think you're worse than others if you have to fight that battle. I assure you that you will. God can and will give you strength to overcome, to have a good life and be faithful to the Lord, faithful to your family, faithful to your church, faithful as a Christian. God will give you strength. Let me ask you some questions. What is your mind constantly thinking on? What influences your thoughts? What people do you allow into your life? What streams of information do you allow into your life? Does the Word of God affect your thought process? It's very important that we allow good sources of information and we disallow bad sources of information in our mind. That really is one of the most key factors of having a mind that can produce the will of God. I want to leave you with this thought. The Bible says in verse 2 that if we have our mind transformed transformed by the Word of God, transformed by the Holy Spirit, we will be able to know the will of God.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.